Good morning, my friends. We're on day 15, which is called The Psychology of Gossip. So let me just define gossip, number one, and then I want to get a little into the psychology, which is what the chapter and some of the sources I want to share with you this morning. Hope you're all doing well. So we know that we have this concept called rechilut, which is tale-bearing, which is sort of really gossip. It derives from the Torah prohibition, lo selech rachil ba'amecha, don't go around as a tale-bearer. And this is basically sharing private information about other people. And it's not necessarily negative information, and it's not false information. It's just like, hey, did you hear so-and-so put in all this money to fix up their home? It's not negative information. It's not false. But the Torah does not want us to discuss the details of other people's lives. That's category one. That's called rechilut lashon hara, which literally means evil speech. So that is involving negative information. It could be true information. And we know that truth is not a defense to defamation, like it is in secular law, in halacha. Doesn't matter if it's true, it's just as harmful. And unless there's a toelet, unless there's a productive reason that you need to share that information to, let's say, prevent somebody from getting into a business deal, or let's say a shidduch, like setting someone up and you have to be honest. So lashon hara is just this common misconception that information is true, then it's permissible to share. Again, it may be the case under certain exceptions, but generally, if it's negative, then it is something that we refrain from sharing. And then the third and worst category is called motzi shemra, which literally means bringing out a bad name. And this is basically defamation, which refers to information which is both negative and false and will cause damage to a person's reputation. And this is actionable according to Jewish law, and it's a very, very serious prohibition. The question is, why does it feel so good to speak or to hear details of other people's lives? And I think the answer to that is where it gets a little deeper, and that is where we derive our own sense of self. If our sense of self is rooted in realizing our own God-given potential, and we're looking up and not around to other people, but if we look at ourselves relative to how other people are doing, then the focus shifts from ourselves to others, and the likelihood of gossip is going to become much, much greater. And that helps us understand a famous statement mentioned in the Talmud that someone who gossips is likened to someone who worships idols, which seems like very, very radical. Because again, if you feel better about yourself by saying something negative about someone else, then it's showing that your sense of self and self-esteem, you're feeling better because this guy's feeling worse. But why should this person's feeling bad, why should that actually make us feel any better? If our own sense of self is coming from our own potential, what we could accomplish, and that's the only thing that's going to make us feel good or not so good if we don't hit that mark. The famous story, Reb Zusha, the great Hasidic Rebbe, who says that on his deathbed, Reb Zusha of Anipoli, his students saw their Rebbe crying. And they said, I don't understand why you're crying. You're almost as righteous as Abraham or as devoted as Moshe Rabbeinu. You're going to have such a great place in the world to come. And Zusha said, I'm not concerned. I'm not concerned God's going to ask me, why weren't you like Moshe? I'm concerned that he's going to ask me, why Zusha? Why weren't you like Zusha? That's the most important thing. The most important thing is that we derive our own sense of self and our own sense of accomplishment in life when we have improved ourselves, not in relation to other people, but in relation to our own God-given potential. And this is one of the reasons the internet, social media can be so damaging to us, because we scroll around and we look at other people's great celebrations, because Facebook and Instagram, they only celebrate, when was the last time people recorded their failings, okay? Once in a while, but it's usually their successes. And then you scroll around, we wonder why we feel worse after doing that, because we are deriving, in a sense, a little sense of ourself from how other people are doing. But the only thing that really matters is how are we doing in relation to me and to what the potential Hashem gave to me to be able to do with my life. If we can take that kind of perspective, psychologically, emotionally, then we will be less likely to speak ill of others, because it won't do it for us. It won't give us that kind of sibuk nefesh, that kind of satisfaction of the soul, because that's not where ultimately I'm deriving my sense of self from anyway. Have a wonderful day.